evil men will rejoice and righteous will suffer. And we keep asking ourselves, why is this happening?
Welcome to Push In, the Synovic podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Klein, coming to you from the unceded territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, otherwise known as beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. This episode's filmmaker has won numerous awards in prestigious festivals around the world. She's straddled disciplines, countries, and languages to direct films and plays in the U.S., Israel, and the Czech Republic, working with the likes of Roman Polanski and Clockwork Orange actor Malcolm McDowell. And she's done all that in three languages. Allow me to introduce you to Yaela Rosenfeld, writer, director, and editor of Hedgehog, one of the subtlest and most thought-provoking films in this year's Short Circuit Film Festival. So welcome to Push In, Yaela.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Scene one.
You began your career as a director in the film squad of the Israeli army. The Israeli army has a film squad?
Yes, it does. And it's really, I mean, for the listeners who are not familiar with the Israeli army, it's a duty service. Everybody have to go, otherwise you go to jail. So you turn 18, you finish high school and you have to go. And if you consider that, getting a job in the army like film squad is really, really hard. There's a lot of people that want to get it. So I started as a producer editor and really quickly I came to my commander and told him that I want to direct. And I was one of the first female directors in duty service in the film squad in the army. So that was great. And we did all types of things from propaganda films to just, you know, filming, documenting operations to actual narrative films that were later on used for educational purposes.
Why did you decide to leave Israel?
That's a good question. I actually left Israel to go to Prague in the Czech Republic. A friend of mine who's an editor lived there and worked there a little bit. And I kind of just wanted a little change. And my plan was to visit him in Prague and continue to Berlin. And then I fell in love in Prague and I stayed there for 4 years.
As happens.
Yes. And back in the day, Prague had this vibrant film industry. Actually, Hollywood was shooting 15 to 20 feature films a year there. It was pretty close after fall of communism, and it was cheap, and the crew was incredibly professional and amazing, and huge sound stages, and so a lot of American feature films were shooting there, and there was a lot of work for us. I was in the AD department, and I ended up there from being AD, actually working with Roman Polanski for 2 years. Where I directed the behind the scenes of Oliver Twist, the feature film that he filmed in Prague. So it was fun.
What was Roman Polanski like?
He was very nice, actually. And the crew that we filmed with, they all kind of, you know, gossip. And they all said that since his kids, back then his kids were, I think, 13 and 6, that since he had the kids, he really changed and he became a lot mellower person, a lot less intense, more nice and welcoming. And I met a really nice person. He actually really helped me a lot and with the documentary that I was making for the behind the scenes and gave me notes. And it was great.
Scene two.
In your film Hedgehog, a Hispanic nursing home caregiver finds out that one of her patients is a former Nazi criminal in hiding. This is a subject that has been represented before. So what drove you to take it on anyway?
To be completely honest, it's not a subject that I wanted to touch. I never had interest in Holocaust, even though I am a granddaughter of Holocaust survivors and have been obsessed with the topic. But as a filmmaker, I didn't think I was worthy of touching it. But what happened is that a Jewish actress in LA actually commissioned the script from me, and I wrote it kind of like on demand. And the relationship with her never came to be, but that script sat in the drawer for a while. And after the pandemic hit, and I just really wanted to make something simple, like two people in a room, I looked and I was like, wow, this script suddenly really, really speaks to me. And it's actually maybe one of the only things I would actually do involving the Holocaust, because it asks a universal moral question, and it doesn't necessarily deal directly with, you know, the victims and the trauma and the horror that is so difficult for me to tackle.
One of the things that was interesting too was the way that luck plays such a big part in the film. Has it played a major role in your own life?
The one thing that I love the most about Ecclesiastes, for example, is that the meaningless of all things. It's such an ancient book that basically says, evil men will rejoice and righteous will suffer. And we keep asking ourselves, why is this happening? And so I feel like bringing those questions of humanity, of luck, of getting away with murder, of doing the right thing, and is there a reason or purpose for doing the right thing? The whole questions of reward and punishment, I felt like this was all in it, especially since there was this caregiver who works the night shift and tries to get herself through school, and she feels like she's out of luck and she's lonely, and maybe she was, from what she says, was born the wrong color. And she says, I'm like your yellow soldiers. I'm not so lucky. And so it brings the question of color and race and luck.
Scene 3.
This may be an odd question, but you have directed in Hebrew, Czech, and English. And in your experience, is there a way that the specific language informs the narrative in film?
I feel like English is almost the universal language of cinema because of American popular culture, because of Hollywood. And that's very easy and very intuitive. For me, it's still very hard till this very day to watch Israeli films, even the most wonderful, fantastic ones. And there are many fantastic ones, just because it feels like my parents talking. I don't know how to explain it. But there's something about it that I don't believe, because it's like, oh, it's just people acting, because it's like, it's the people I know, you know? It's almost like if you have a friend actor that you know very, very well, and then you watch them on a film, you don't believe them because you know them so well. This is how I feel about watching films in Hebrew. But not to say that watching in other languages is wonderful. It does change how you feel, for sure, if you watch French films or German films or Italian films or Japanese films. They all have their different rhythms and they're different. Just as soon as people start talking, you get that special feeling.
Scene 4.
Hedgehog is 20 minutes. And, you know, we're always told, oh, you have to be under 10 minutes, you know, to get into festivals, et cetera, et cetera. Is it really true? Has it really stood in your way?
You know what? I'm asking myself this question right now, because if Hedgehog was 15 minutes, it would probably get into more festivals. The reasons what I'm told is that with a 20-minute film, it takes the spot of two short films. I'm very aware of this difficulty, and this was really a question that I've been asking myself for the festival. Can we have another version? It is a question, and I'm still not sure, because we're still relatively in the beginning of the process. I kind of want to see how it plays before we see if it is indeed, you know, something to consider. I can tell you that I had a film years ago. It was 6 minutes and 40 seconds that got into like dozens of festivals. And I think Hedgehog is much better film than that. So I really don't know. It's a very interesting question. And I really don't know. I can only tell you what I hear. What is the rumor in town?
Well, Yaela, thank you so much for joining us today. And best of luck with your beautiful film.
Thank you so much. I had a really good time. Thank you for your lovely questions.
Tail Slate.
The in-person screening of Hedgehog is over, but you can still watch it online from May 8th through the 31st. As part of Cinevic's 10th annual Short Circuit Pacific Rim Film Festival, where it will be one of 50 great short films from Canada, the US, Singapore, New Zealand, Taiwan, Australia, and more. We're posting a link in the show notes if you want to buy tickets. And that's a wrap. Join me, your host, Joyce Klein, for the next episode of Push In, the Cinevic Podcast.